So, at the sadhaka stage, what are the emotions that we can experience in relationship with Krishna? Is that, is it when Krishna is pleased, we feel satisfied? But apart from that, also, there are other emotions. Yes, it is not that devotees don't have their own desires. Now, a devotee can also have a desire to serve Krishna. Like Srila Prabhupada said that my spiritual master told me to preach in the West. Now that I have done, now I want to preach in India. Now he focused a large part of his later life on India. Now that is not is we cannot it's not that is it is his own desire, means it is a non-devotional desire. It's a devotional desire only, pure desire, but it's his own desire. So similarly, now our desires may not be that pure, but even we can have some desire to please Krishna, to serve Krishna in a particular way. And even if there is some amount of maybe selfishness or whatever there in it, but still it's a desire to serve Krishna. And that is laudable. So in the Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, there is the concept of Uddipan. Uddipan is in English spiritual stimuli, spiritual stimulus. So all of us, we will have our own Uddipan. So for example, like for me, when I go and take darshan, unless I recite some verse, I just don't experience any connection with Krishna. So I told one class, so when we recite verses, we can recite the verse and we can think about the qualities of Krishna that are described in the verse, and then we can meditate on how that same Krishna is over here, and then we can connect with Krishna. And then after that, one devotee, after a couple of days, he came and told me, he said, since you told me that, I'm trying that. And when I go in front of Krishna and I try to recite a verse, just memorizing that verse causes so much tension that whatever bhakti I have goes away in that. So I realized that verses are a Uddipan for me, but they are not a Uddipan for that devotee. So we have to find out what will act as a spiritual stimuli for us. So for somebody else, it might just go in front of the deities and they sing some kirtan, just some simple Hare Krishna dhun they sing, and that's what connects them with Krishna. For somebody else, it might just be they behold the beautiful dress of Krishna, and that's what they focus on. Now, so for us, we will have, for all of us, we will have our Uddipans. And as we move forward in our bhakti, we find out this is what really connects me with Krishna. Maybe we recite some Vaishnava song, or not just some Vaishnava song. Sometimes even one line of a Vaishnava song can resonate so much with us, or one line of one verse can resonate with us. So whatever are our Uddipan, they are for us the channels that connect us emotionally with Krishna. So now all of us, we have that experience of, we could say, sensual stimuli. Say we all have certain sensual stimuli that agitate us much more than others. Now, maybe some part we may have weakness for a particular food or a particular activity, whatever it is. Now, others may not have that. So, if that is a sensual stimuli which agitates me emotionally, then I have to be cautious in avoiding that stimuli or whatever I can do to minimize my exposure to that. So, just as we customize our practice of bhakti to resist the sensual stimuli that are that to which we are particularly vulnerable. Similarly, we need to customize our practice of bhakti so that we can maximize our exposure to the spiritual stimuli that actually connect us with Krishna. So here we minimize the connection, but here we max in sensual stimuli we minimize the connection. In spiritual stimuli we maximize the connection. So now we see it as Krishna giving his mercy to us through that stimuli. So why is it that this particular verse, it just fills me with so much realization, so much emotion, so much illumines me with so much wisdom, all right, so much this line or this particular tune, whatever it is, we see it's Krishna's mercy manifesting. So when we do some service for Krishna, that time Krishna is pleased, we feel emotions, that's definitely true. But there are also certain stimuli which connect us emotionally with Krishna, and if we can note that and have those stimuli available for us on a ready basis, then we can fight off our mind much more effectively. It becomes a weapon for fighting off the mind. So then whatever we experience emotions in relationship with Krishna, we see that as Krishna mercifully manifesting himself through that for us. So we do have some things. Now, is it that Krishna is pleased with us? Well, quite often, you know, we have not done anything to please Krishna. Just we hear some words or we say some darshan, we hear some Hare Krishna Mahamantra tune, and we just feel something. So we feel some emotional contact with Krishna. So it is more like Krishna is, yes, we can say Krishna is pleased with us in the sense that Krishna is pleased to give us his mercy. Even if I have not done anything, yes, Krishna is giving his mercy through that particular thing for me. And we accept that and we cherish that. Does that address your question?
But generally speaking, it has to do with pleasing Krishna rather than pleasing ourselves. That's when the emotions
okay.
are